This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Aimpoint Research, utilizing best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders. Learn more at aimpointresearch.com. Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Spencer Chase. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack defended the current structure of federal nutrition programs and his use of the Commodity Credit Corporation in a hearing before the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee today. Subcommittee Chair Andy Harris used the opportunity to press for one of his longstanding priorities, a pilot within the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to limit the kinds of foods that can be purchased using federally provided funds.
You know, we've talked about some of this in the past with regards to the SNAP program. As you know, I'm a strong supporter of establishing a SNAP pilot program that restricts unhealthy food or beverages from being purchased with SNAP benefits. I was disappointed we were not able to include funding to implement a small voluntary pilot in the final FY24 Ag Appropriations Bill. I think we really should look at this to see how it might help with health outcomes and prevent chronic disease.
Vilsack said USDA would technically have the authority to stand up a demonstration project of the idea, but he also pushed back on the concept, much to Harris's frustration.
There's a fairness issue here. Okay, there's a fairness and a consistency issue. If indeed the goal here is for taxpayer dollars to be directly linked to more nutritious decisions, are you going to make that same decision for farm emergency relief? Farmer gets emergency check from the government, cashes it, goes to the grocery store. Are you going to restrict him from? Why not? Fundamentally, that's the issue.
I'm going to reclaim my time.
Later in the hearing, Appropriations Subcommittee Ranking Member Rosa DeLauro quipped about the exchange.
Just an aside, I guess anyone who gets a federal subsidy, we ought to just see whether or not they are obese. And if that's the case, let's check into what kind of food they're buying. Let's set up an office of the food police.
Vilsack's trip to the subcommittee last year was marked by a tense exchange with Harris about the use of CCC funding, with Harris disagreeing with the use of the fund for USDA's Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program. But during today's appearance, another subcommittee Republican wondered why Vilsack wasn't doing more with the CCC. California Republican David Valadao argued his state's dairy producers needed relief, but Vilsack harkened back to the statutory limitations of the program.
What I can tell you is that I ask our general counsel's office, anytime we do anything with CCC, is this authorized by the charter? Because I want to stay within those guidelines. And that's one of the reasons why we have never drained the CCC, as was the case in the previous administration, forcing you all to have to replenish it. We haven't done that. We're not going to do that, because that's not, in my view, the way that should operate.
AgriPulse's Phil Brasher has more in his story on AgriPulse.com. In other news, the Senate has cleared a resolution challenging the Biden administration's decision to allow beef imports from Paraguay. The chamber cleared the Congressional Review Act measure today. Montana Democrat John Tester says he and fellow supporters want to make sure the American beef supply isn't impacted by the presence of foot-and-mouth disease.
I understand the importance of strengthening alliances with partners all over the world, including Paraguay. But I'm telling you, we shouldn't do it on the backs of hardworking American ranchers. We shouldn't do it on the backs threatening our food security. I understand that many folks back here have never went through a calving season. They've never had to fix fence. They've never had to manage grass, never had to butcher a cow. But I'm going to tell you, I see firsthand every day the kind of work these folks put in. And they don't need something that's totally out of their control, putting them out of business and putting our food supply at risk.
Mike Rounds of South Dakota was the lead Senate Republican on the matter. He says FMD concerns should have the impact of producers and consumers alike. The measure has a companion resolution in the House led by Texas Republican Ronnie Jackson. Now, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by Aimpoint Research. Strategic intelligence empowers decisions in a volatile market. Aimpoint Research utilizes best-in-class tools to help agribusiness leaders gain a deeper understanding of what's happening, what's going to happen, and how to prepare for the future. Don't wait. Position your business now to ensure success tomorrow. Visit aimpointresearch.com to learn more. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Spencer Chase.